One Fam Radio.
American bandstand, somersaults, cartwheels, bitch, just keep on dancing. Chinese splits, splits, slide on down that hole, hole, and feel this dig, dig, getting out of control, troll. Oh, no, keep going till a nigga like me say stop. Let it kiss the sky and then make it.
Yo.
What up,
on, man?
You're now listening to One Fam Radio.
Let's get it.
Groundwork.
You got your boy.
Mar Millions.
Mar in the building, man.
Capo the Don, Sicko.
E-Tuck.
E-Tuck. And you got the man of the hour.
Hella rap name.
Blizzy Black.
Oh, man, what's going on,
and you
man?
Know, you got your guy. You know, ID.
What name?
ID.
So we can't call you,
No.
No, the only person who call him daddy is his daughter now.
No, we ain't doing that no more.
The only person call him daddy is his daughter.
I never called him that, for the record.
I ain't calling him that, but I used to let him.
I used to let him do him.
I had a shirt
that said Ike Daddy. I was a fan.
Yo. That's real support.
I was a fan. Listen, yeah, Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Oh, man.
I'm spending my day at the Valentine's Day with y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, they make all three of y'all my side bitches. And I want to let y'all know, right? I love y'all. And I really mean that from the bottom of my dick.
No, this boy crazy. So how was everybody Valentine's Day?
All right, man. I ain't going to hold you.
I went to work.
You went to where?
Sleep. I went to work and went to sleep.
My Valentine's Day, I spent it at Wawa.
What you get?
Got a nice little chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
Oh, man.
Oh, he was sick.
Yeah. that shit all right, man.
I went to TGI Fridays. Is that the name? Or is it just Fridays?
Which one? City Line?
Oh, that's Club Fridays right there.
We ain't dropping no locations. I don't want nobody to know where I be at.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep it secret. But
I spent my Valentine's Day with Pornhub XX videos.
Yo, they ain't a bad Valentine's Day.
No.
They had some little sexy outfits on. They
was dropping the specials.
They was dropping specials.
Shout out to everybody on OnlyFans. We seen all the pornos the porno game could give us.
Yo, yeah. No, plus it's like a mixture now. It's like a
Fuck all y'all girls that put y'all IG videos on the OnlyFans. I just wasted $25 on one of y'all whores, man. Real rap. Shout out to all the girls that's really busting
that's
it open
you
on
spending a month?
No, I'm not even gonna say that on the month. I'm fucking gonna get put out or something. If I show my OnlyFans budget out of pocket.
Mine's is free. $3.99.
Oh.
Some of them put it up for free.
Which one?
I can't think of the ones off the hand. I gotta look at their I seen their profile.
I gotta put me. I absolutely know what
OnlyFans. Yo, it's like Pornhub mixed with the strip club.
I just learned fans. On the ride here, Chuck.
Is it real or is it fake?
No, that's it's real. Real. He's just like, no, that's the new game right now. So
is they
get like, hit.
Yo, oh, look, man. Basically, it's like it's cutting the middleman out. It's no more going through the big porn industry production.
About to be bankrupt.
It's straight to they're giving it straight to the consumer.
Man. So is it a website or is it like Twitter?
It's website.
Online website. It's something like a bag page.
Fuck that. If this shit don't work, I'm a porn star. What's going to be my name, Mar?
Fucked up.
Yo, that's a good job.
That's a good job.
I'm selling Nick's a dick.
How y'all feel about Valentine's Day?
No, you ask me. It depends on the relationship. Y'all been in a relationship for a long time. Valentine's Day is another day. But if y'all fresh and new, you know, y'all still like trying to basically impress each other.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's how I look at it. To me, it's BS. It's just another. If you want some chocolate, that's all you had to ask for. I go to the corner store, get you a candy bar for $1. You know what I mean? We ain't got to wrap it in a bowl, do all that extra stuff, man.
I fuck with it, man.
I think I don't. Valentine's Day is a democracy, man. It's just like Easter, Christmas, like them forefathers back then, they was thinking, like, if we just try to get the public every year, they gonna catch on. Now it's coming around that they expect it. And it's fucked up that some of these people expect if you don't get them this year, oh, you don't love me this month. Bitch, no. You don't pay no bills or nothing.
Yeah, so I don't get that, because it's like, look, we went on how many dinner dates? We went on all these movies. Facts. And you mad about one day?
Exactly. It's like that. I just mind effed up, man.
I mean, I planned a dinner date next week. Mm-hmm. Remember, we talking about that 2 weeks ago, and now you complaining over Valentine's Day is another day, man. Matter of fact, Valentine's Day is every day if y'all got that type of relationship.
I'm going to keep it real. The Twitter streets, like, they was really hurt about Valentine's Day. Like, they been hating on Valentine's Day since New Year's. Like, talking down on it. Oh, what's Valentine's Day? Da-da-da. Valentine's Day came around, it was some motherfucking misery out there. Like,
they was hurt that they ain't had nobody.
They knew they wasn't getting nothing from the beginning of the year.
I seen something thorough, though. I seen a couple girls I follow. They kind of did like a ladies' night, like a ladies' thing.
Galentine's.
A lot of people do that. Yeah. That's the thing.
That was my first time seeing that.
That's a thing, though.
That's a singles thing, though.
Yeah, that shit corny. That shit corny, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
It ain't for you. It's a day for love. You ain't in love, don't worry about that fucking data.
Yeah, no, that's real. That's fact. That's real.
If you ain't got kids, you don't celebrate Father's Day or Mother's Day.
Right. Right.
Or you got to create something.
Right.
Right. Y'all come down to the gram.
Yeah.
What we doing? What you want to talk about, man?
Yeah, you want to get off your chest today, man.
I want to get something off my chest, man.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Listen, man.
You got to stop throwing that gum like that.
Yeah.
That shit sounds crazy.
Yeah, I really want to talk to something about, man, like, finding out a lot of people that don't fuck with you.
That's life, man.
Yeah, like, it's cool. Like, I'm realizing it's cool. But once you find out them people not fucking with you, your family, your closest friends, it's cool.
How old was you when you realized that?
29.
It's getting there.
You know what I mean?
I think once you create a family...
That is your family.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what I'm saying is
it's
cool.
The difference between family and relatives, man.
Right. Yeah. It's cool finding out that family don't fuck with you. Your people that thought that you're cool don't fuck with you. It's cool. Like, they.
I think it's for the good, though.
Yeah. It's cool. When I say that to people, if you find it is cool. It's all right. Just play them different.
Mm-hmm. Keep that same
don't
energy.
Feel no type of way.
It's gross.
Like, you feel as though, you know, damn, I shouldn't do that. That's not me. Nah, fuck that. They already told you how they feel about you.
Multiple times.
Like, he's still going to do. Nah, fuck. It's okay that people don't fuck with you. Your family, your friends.
I know. I know some people that take that hard, but you just, like I said, you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
okay,
it's sad that sometimes friendships and even family have expiration dates, but.
I think the family.
That's what staying more. It's not even just family.
That was a six. That was a six.
Can we take it to the top? Can we play it back?
That was a six.
Can we play it
also
back?
Also, too, listen.
What'd he say?
He said, some niggas take it hard.
Whoa.
I kind of thought the subject was already established.
All right, so for y'all don't know, like, we, instead of saying, oh, no homo, things like that, we put a number on it from 1 to 10.
Shout out to everybody that play the pause game.
Yeah, it's not a pause. It's
a little
like
joke
pause,
amongst
man.
Fellas.
Yeah, it's a little joke. So, you know,
no.
You rate the...
The Gator.
Yeah,
Gator.
The Gator.
The Gator
is
accurate.
Yeah. So, 10 being the worst, 1 is, it's, you know, people be fishing and all that.
The piggyback off your topic, how y'all feel about, quote-unquote, day ones and that rule about keeping strictly day ones and no new friends?
You ain't gonna grow.
First of all, ain't no such thing as a day one.
Ain't gonna grow.
Like, I don't know everybody from the sandbox. It's all about your, like, what phase you at in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your closest friends be people that you just met a few years ago.
Because,
like, I always start, like, all right, as you meet people throughout your, I think you go through phases in life where during this phase, this is what I was like, if I was heavy into basketball, right? Everybody I'm hanging around is doing that. But then once you realize that ain't your path no more, you kind of tend to stray off and you meet new people. Whatever you're doing, that's what you want your circle to be.
Not even paths on what you're doing. I think paths on what you stand for.
That too.
and things you want out of life, that'll separate you.
And like,
because we got a lot of friends that once we got to a certain age and started doing certain things, you don't feel right hanging with them. It ain't even about if they catch the vibe or not. You catch it before them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel that way too. But like sometimes, like I don't see a lot of niggas a lot of times, but once we get together and it felt like we never left.
No,
like
that the, love
all the
is
mutual.
Not,
that's love.
Yeah, you know that, that's real love. But the love is not lost. But at the same time, if we not on the same path, I'm not on the same journey as you. It's kind of like
I don't subscribe to that day one shit.
Me neither.
I can't.
But when you say day one, what do that? Y'all putting the stand?
I don't know.
Let
what
this
people
be
say
day
that.
One. Pratt Street, Dyer Street. I still don't subscribe to it. Even if we go back, just back there, I still don't subscribe to it. I got friends that I met in like the last 5 years that I think they gonna go the whole way. Yeah. Even with us, before this, we would see each other every couple months, talk to each other every couple months. But I don't see me doing this with nobody else.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But it's different too because like when you say your day ones, they the ones that know like the real you. They know where you came from. So it's also good to have real day ones because like all my friends is day ones.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends are day ones. But
yo, I don't know you like that.
I'm your pop, that's why.
No, I don't know you like that.
He was a deadbeat pop. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, boy. He saying he's day
yo,
one.
I still be laughing at that text, right, where he said that when I hit you, don't say why I do that.
when I smack you, you better not ask me, what you do that for? Holding his face, looking at me, what you do that
but
for?
Yeah, but as far as like, I mean, it's good to, if you can have that longevity, that's why I say I value relationship and friendships now, because it's hard to have somebody that I knew them. I'm 28. Then to have somebody around you that I've known since I was like 7, mm-hmm. or since I was 5. That's hard. That's rare.
Yeah, that's rare.
That's rare. That y'all like through all the ups and downs that come with life, y'all was able to still keep in contact or keep that bond.
Yeah, and I'm at the point in my life similar to what Chubb said. I ain't let nobody in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how genuine he is because I done been hurt and crossed by people close to me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know who you are. You might cross me, so I don't let you in.
Yeah, and I'm at the point where it's like, I was, giving friends and family, like, shirts off my back, doing things like that could jeopardize my life, even my job, my freedom, and, no one appreciated it. It's like, you got this. I'm like,
I was telling somebody,
you see a lot of people, that's another thing, like, a lot of people see something, you got this, yo, that shit costs money.
Yeah.
I'm trying to maintain something here.
Yeah.
Appreciation is sometimes it feel better than love, like, appreciation
facts.
Is a motherfucker.
Facts.
Just appreciate a thank you, like, yo, you definitely looked out, like, I be telling people
that. Subconsciously, I started to, like, pick up on that. It'd be, like, little stuff that, like, somebody might do, and you, like, you sit back and like, damn, I really appreciated that.
Appreciation, I think, and that's going to lead me into another topic I want to talk to. I think appreciation is what make us as men do things for like people without them asking.
Yeah.
The more you appreciate it, like
I'm more willing to do it.
Like that's the difference between a dummy mission and not a dummy mission. Say if somebody calls us right now, then Ben Sutherland broke down.
Mm-hmm.
I know this person appreciate me. This ain't a dummy mission. I'm out. Yeah, this cut. We gonna holler at y'all episode 3. But if it's somebody that, you figure that out. You know
what
I'm
saying? Before we get too far, right? I wanted to ask this question. Right? We felt the same. Like no new friends. How you guys feel about no new friends?
I don't agree.
You don't. So you?
I got friends that I met in the last 5 years that was realer than some of the friends we grew up with.
How about female friends?
Is it a such thing as female friends?
I plead the fifth.
Because that's what I would ask y'all, right?
No.
Because I asked that question to jump on this one.
No, so I feel as though, because I got female friends, cool with me and my girl. Yeah, they cool with me and my girl. But I feel like a lot of females is way more trustworthy than guys. Because females, once you set that standard, like it's not going to be no sex or nothing. Like we genuine friends, they'll do whatever for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I said that because it was just a flip-flop. My real question was, how do y'all feel about y'all girl have new friends, male friends?
No, I got to check it out first.
Yeah,
but
I'm
going to
check it out.
How we came up, you got to think about it. You kind of put yourself in that person's shoe.
Let's keep it real. We was sniping shit.
That's why I said you got
to. So
put
your, no, hard.
Black, hold on real quick. Hold on real quick. I don't mean to cut you off, but you put yourself in that person's shoe because I know when I was a friend to a female, in the back of my mind, if she give me the chance, I'm definitely going to snipe it.
No, but where we at? Where we at age-wise? Like,
age-wise.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Grown,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah,
the
I'm
show.
Not thinking, yes, of, I'm not thinking about that yesterday. Shit. That's just like even back in the day, like you was about to say we was sniper shit, but it was like back then, that's what we was doing. No, now,
yeah, you right.
Now
they
when
got
they,
the time for it.
Yeah, now yeah. when they on that, like I ain't worrying about fucking you. Like if you cool, you cool. If you give off them vibes that you think I'm trying to fuck you, I'm out the way.
I'm talking about your girl, though. Like how would you feel?
Even
your girl,
you can't have it.
Yo, that's my friend.
You can't have a double standard. If it's cool for you, then why would you? If you thinking that she would do that, then in the back of your mind, you must be thinking that.
Yeah, it's life.
That's right.
I mean,
that's real.
Double standard.
Yeah,
is
that's
what
real.
It is. It's double standard.
That's real. I mean, life is. It is double standards that come with life. Some we choose to accept. Some we choose not to. But
let me say this. I think the double standards in life, as far as men and women, right? I think they uplift the women, though.
Of course.
I think the women. It's double standards, but the women are held to a higher standard, rightfully so.
I ain't worrying about my girl having no male friend because they not going to hit her with the bow hump.
You know where that come from? You just being secure in your relationship.
And you hitting her with the bow hump.
Yeah. It's a confidence thing, too, though.
Yeah, it is.
I don't got no hit.
No,
move.
But look, no, what else? It come from the foundation, too. If you never was, you never had no trust in your girl, her having a male friend, you definitely going to feel some type of way about it. Or if you out there doing your thing, you kind of like Tuck said, you kind of put yourself, like you look at it from how you moving.
It's like PTSD from being in a war.
Yeah.
But we got PTSD from running down on shit.
So yeah.
You know them angles and you on defense. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, same thing like what Tuck said. Once you become once you get mature, nah.
Yeah,
fact,
I'm just saying. Because
I still know dudes
then,
who are age.
That still think they're in high school.
Yeah,
trying to chase it
still
down.
Out here
yeah.
chasing it. So
at
it's
the end
like,
of the day, ain't no nigga. Like I know it's like gonna turn it down.
Ain't no nigga like the one you got.
Ain't one like the one I got. No one can treat you bad.
Yo, yeah. I wanted to ask y'all something though, right? Mar, you brought this up. Something I wanted to hear y'all opinions on. Tax season. How you feel about it?
How do you feel about it?
And how do you feel? What's your opinion on it? What you think?
I mean, tax season is. I'm not too sure what it was like meant for, but the way it should be used is for people to be responsible. Yeah. Like get your money, either catch up on bills that you laid on, or like use it to treat yourself, but nothing that's out of your means.
Yeah.
Like I know some people that use it, all right, I'm gonna finally take my child to this, I'm gonna do this with my child. I always wanted to take them to Disney World or on a family vacation, I'm gonna finally do it. Or I'm going to get my tax money and I'm going to catch up on rent or I'm going to catch up on the mortgage or I'm going to make sure I'm, you know.
I'm going to ask you this. In 2020, what are you doing with your taxes going forward, if you don't mind asking?
Mine, I put my, all right, go ahead.
You got, like, the piggyback off what you said. You got motherfuckers that get their tax money, right, and say they going on vacation, but instead of catching a regular flight,
yeah,
they gonna go rent out a jet.
Yeah. I want to be a dream chaser for the night.
Yeah, they about to do extravagant shit, like shit that you shouldn't even be doing. Instead of them staying at a regular hotel, they want to stay where the stars at.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come back, they broke.
Yeah. But because they not being responsible, like you still gotta go to work.
Yeah.
People get that
out, yeah.
lump sum and
calling
then be
out.
Like, oh yeah, I'm calling out for a month.
Yeah,
I know. And then once that money dwindling and it's gone, now you were like, damn, I should have did X, Y, and Z.
What you doing with it going forward?
For me, I've been doing this for like the past like 3-4 years. I always tuck mine.
And I
treat myself to like little stuff. Like, all right, I'm gonna get me a pair of boots with this tax money.
Right.
People look at me crazy. Because I ain't buying nothing like no high designer, high end fashion stuff, but I'm gonna buy myself a pair of boots with that. Just little stuff. But most of that I'm gonna tuck.
In the background is ISP
trying to get me to take another shot. He wanna have me in here sweating.
Yeah, I don't even
tell him my truth too much.
Listen, me personally, for the last 5 years, I ain't touched my tax money in 5 years.
Straight to the bank.
My whole thing is this. It's not responsible. I look at it as this. For 300, we got it's 65 days, right?
Yeah,
355 days you working every day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you paying your bills with your money you get each day. Why one day you act crazy? I don't get it.
It's that lump sum of money.
Yeah, it's lump sum. But what I'm saying is, it was never accounted for. For 12 months, you was paying your bills, and you was doing everything you want to do. You still, first of all, a lot of people, when they get their test money, it's gone.
Yeah.
Everybody go on vacation when? When it's warm, in Philly anyway.
Because some people shit don't make it to the summer.
No. Huh?
Some Texas don't make it to the summer.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't make it to February. From
experience. I ain't talking down on nobody. I'm speaking
April.
From experience.
That's
April.
That's what I'm saying. Like, most people go on vacations in the summer when kids and everything. So you go on vacations without that tax money. So why can't you still live your regular day? Your 2 weeks check. Like, you've been doing that for 2 years.
It comes down to priorities and being responsible with money.
Too much shit on TV, and the shit is geared to us to go back to struggling as minorities.
I want to shout out to all you dumbasses that talk about stack season, which is basically this. You save your money from September, October, November, December, get your taxes, and go rat broke by May. And then be broke until next September and start talking that tax season bullshit.
Yeah.
Tax season is all bullshit. Y'all save all that money up just to give it back. Y'all go buy a fucking
That's what the system wants you to do.
Y'all go buy an O2 Bonneville for $4,500 because they got the chrome package. Y'all give all that shit back. That should be
that same Bonneville was just going for $1,200.
That should be overheating by April. You got to pay to get the motor fixed. That's $900.
I just talked to one of my employees, one of my cashiers. I mean, we sitting and talk. I'm just having a general information. It's every month you got to go over to their, progress for the month, what they doing. So, I'm talking and the conversation veered. And she was like, yeah, I got to get a car. But I knew she just got a car last year. And it was a 2012 Nissan. So I'm like, what you need a car for? I just want a new. I'm like, what's wrong with your car right now? Period. Yeah. Check engine light on? No. It's bad on gas. Every car you had to pay gas. If anybody trying to buy a car to buy, try to get less gas, you lose. Just cut the bus. Gas is gas. But my point is, all she just wanted a newer car. Why? Nothing wrong with your car.
You know what it is? It's the look. It's keeping up. Yeah, like they say, keeping up with the Joneses.
Priorities. We could be so much more with better, man. Like, it's
that's where I'm at, though.
Man. So for me, I just thought of a mean idea. I ain't sent this in the group chat, right? I found a lot in Frankfurt for $5,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to be getting back a nice amount. I ain't gonna say no numbers.
Yeah, we ain't gotta say no numbers.
Yeah.
So
stack season.
I'm gonna take and go buy this lot, right? Sit on it, no homo. I'm gonna put a fence on it. I'm going to let it sit for 10 years. In 10 years, Frankfurt's supposed to be coming up, like Kensington and Fishtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I done paid $55,000 for this lot. 10 years, mm-hmm. I could get $30,000 for it, just a piece of land. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to do.
And them folks going to come at you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of them million-dollar contract, that's basically what you're waiting for.
Yeah.
Either you can turn it into something yourself or wait for them contractors to come out.
Oh, they can buy the land. I ain't in all that fixing up the house. You got to keep up with the rent and... Especially in that neighborhood, people don't want to pay you.
No, but like you said, eventually, once the neighborhood go up, you can do what you want with it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait till Roy come home. He's going to have to go see them people.
Yo, I want to get into this topic because we getting up there in the time. A legendary television show used to come on Saturday.
Saturday
3 a.m. Yeah. Because I want to
not Saturday. It technically was Sunday
morning, 3 a.m.
Right before the gospel special come on.
I was about to say that.
When they selling the holy water for $20.
You want to talk about guilt. We want to talk about BET Uncut.
Yes.
Some of the best TV television programming ever created.
I looked at BET Uncut. That was like a prequel to like... It gave us an introduction to what the strip club life was like. Because we was pups at the time when it first started. We
How old was y'all when the shit came up?
BET Uncut?
Yeah. That was like the early 2000s?
I was a horn.
I think it was earlier than that.
I was into that shit when I was at a homie crib.
BET Uncut?
Yeah, like, because I never knew, I never had cable, but... At that point in life, I was a hornball.
We all was.
I was a hornball. That shit was legendary.
I still never seen Tip Drill video.
No?
Oh, my God. Yo, that right
Which
there,
one you want to talk about first?
Tip Drill.
About your first time watching the Tip Drill
The first
video.
Time I watched Tip Drill, I had to turn it down to one like I was watching this. Because I knew this one right. Listen, we all, at one point in time, we was living with my grandmom. you know, in the back room, all me, my mom, my brother sharing a room.
Right.
That joint came on, them two knocked out. My mom got drool coming out of her mouth. My brother damn near like in the wall. He like balled up in the wall. So it's just me up. So I'm looking around like, just like, all right, let me make sure my mom, she up. So I did the little
stretch. I'm talking about this, your first time seeing it. Like, you didn't know what it is.
That was my first time seeing it. Because I'm like, when it came on the TV.
Because I got a story from my first time seeing it and the second time I seen it. But go ahead.
But I seen it come on. So I'm looking around the room.
From the, go ahead.
Yo, I'm looking at it. I caught the end of the scene because I kind of woke up. All I seen was that one scene where Nelly took the credit card and swiped it down her ass.
That's the end of the video.
That's definitely the end.
But that right there was everything.
So tell us about the second time you seen the video.
Oh, no. I'm talking about that particular video or just period?
That second time you seen that video.
Oh, right. As a matter of fact, they played it at the beginning of the show, and then they ended it off with it again.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I was up. I was damn, it was on the floor. Like, I was watching cartoons. Like, I was on the floor. Like, it was like... Because, you know, as a child, you hear the older people talk about strip clubs and stuff like that. So I'm thinking, like, damn, this is what it's like? It's just all this big booty all in your face. Let me see. Man, KFC.
So the video, because I never seen it, is it anything compared to the videos today?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Can't fuck with it.
No.
You got bikinis on. They don't got nothing on over that.
No, job. Back then, it was more, like, remember, they wasn't as revealing back then as they is now. You know, everything is
explicit. That's what I'm saying. So now they do it as regular. So that led the way for today.
Yeah. I seen it recently. It wasn't like, it didn't really do nothing.
Where can I find this video at?
It's on YouTube.
You gotta send it in the group chat.
Yeah, hey, play this shit right now. What are we saying?
No, don't
turn
play
I can turn the volume down.
Yeah.
No. I don't want nobody to see me watching porn. We got the YouTube going.
Yo, I forgot that shit was over there.
Yeah.
Alright, so the first time. Alright, so let me. We had BET Uncut back then.
Mm-hmm.
We had Urban Expressions.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard of
that. It was like a little show that, like, it was like your first, it was like BET before BET.
No. I want to compare it to World Star.
All right.
Low budget videos, mostly local videos, but at the time it was only New York and Philly rapping. First time seeing DMX Get At Me Dog was on Urban Expressions. I thought the TV broke.
They ain't had no tough videos on there.
No, I wasn't hot yet.
Yeah. So we gotta get back, yo.
TN1 fam.
Listen. Shia. First time I seen Tip Drill, like, I think I was in a room by myself. It was a bunch of corny ass videos coming on, like a bunch of rapping dudes from like Milwaukee and shit.
Yeah.
And then Nelly come, like, why Nelly on BET Uncut? Fuck, he be getting into. I wish the gram was out back then so I could stalk every woman that I've seen on this goddamn video, dog. Like, the video just killed me. Like, I made sure, like, every Saturday, every Sunday morning I was on new. It. Like,
yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I seen that, I was mad I had somebody in the room with me.
Yeah, like,
I wanted to.
Now, my second time watching
the
video.
You wanted to grab the lotion and get busy.
My second time.
But hold on. My fault.
I don't even know the words to that Tip Drill song. I cut that shit off. Nobody know the words. I don't know the words to that song.
Nobody know the words, but you know the video.
None of that.
I know the girls' faces.
And I.
Matter of fact, I don't know the faces. I know they asked.
It's so long ago, you had to see these girls in magazines. I remember one of the chicks' names was White Chocolate. That's the girl that got that got credit card.
Yeah, they probably principal now. Slander their name.
Married, all that.
Listen, it was a phase in their life that
I enjoyed.
I enjoyed it.
Shout out to the legends.
Yeah.
But in another video, Ludacris, P Poppin. That was a good joint.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chingy.
What do the P stand for?
Pussy.
Huh?
Pussy Poppin. The song, why you ask me that? Like, I'm scared to say it.
No, you said it like you was in kindergarten. You said P Poppin.
That's how the song.
P Poppin that thing.
So, hey, you ain't never watched none of the BET Uncut shows?
I used to, listen, this was my porn experience. I used to play with toys, right?
Whoa.
This shit about to go.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
So you was making Minnie and Mickey go at it.
Listen. Let me explain.
Let him explain this, but we can fucking cash.
I used to play with action figures.
Oh my god!
Right, that was me. I was a goofy kid. I played with action figures. I wasn't in the movies and shit. But I used to turn on channel 84 and watch porn in the fuzz.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm a vet.
And for 15 seconds, for 15 seconds, that shit used to show a little bit.
Yeah.
So she moved.
Oh, so you was more advanced than we was.
We so hard. No, that's it. We were so horny. We just watching vibrations in the teeth. Like,
so you really be beating your dick for 30
it's
minutes.
Green, red.
But every
green,
15
red,
seconds you get the shit'll go down and then
green and red, fucking blue and orange. You watching this shit?
No sound.
Yeah, yo, it was I remember the day when the Spike Channel used
Spike
to go in
Channel,
and out.
Oh my god, yo, I wish I was fucking old back then, dog. I would have bored all that shit.
No,
man.
My mom started giving me condoms and shit at the age of 4. She used to put them in.
The fuck did she thought she was about to do?
She told me they was dick protectors. She told me
what life was she living at 4 years old?
They was dick protectors. I used to walk around with them. I was at the park one time in the projects, and this shit fell out. Saw my shorts.
At four.
At four, though. Like
young boy, yo, he gonna be an icon at four. Boy,
I used to be out of pocket.
Yo, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I first went over that house one time, yo, that shit was, I thought that shit was crazy. I went over there, and I don't know what it was. We probably was in sixth grade. So what we was? 12.
Yeah.
I go over his crib, and, you know, we vibing. And he just cussed in front of his mom. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought that shit about to go down. That shit was normal. I said, damn.
What was your experience first time like with a condom?
Oh, I had to put on what we said, the soft Cinemax John porn. I had to. It took me a minute.
You used the condom for porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck was you?
I mean, I didn't want to do it in a sock.
Oh,
So I used to that back then.
Like torture.
No, it was like 11 to 12. Back then, I wasn't getting
my dumb ass used to, listen, we lived on a block where the house was the only house. My dumb ass used to take the condoms out the joint and throw them out the window.
Oh, what? Man.
Whole alleyway full of condoms. My mom thinks somebody running a fucking brothel on the side of the house. It's my dumb ass throwing the condoms out the window every day and shit, playing with them joints and shit. Who the fuck is fucking in my alleyway? Like, this joint.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. One thing I do remember about it, it was they did a BET How You Living with Ludacris. I thought Magnums was everything. He said, yeah, when you put on the gold Magnums, they know what you doing. Mm-hmm. They know how you coming. So it's a thing. Like, damn, these lifestyle. I got to find a way to get out these joints.
Which we had all different colored joints.
Yeah. The tuxedo joints. The clear. You got the clear wrapper with the, look like gum for real. Like a balloon. That joint is crazy.
Let me ask you this question, Mark. Do you remember your first?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened. Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. Project check. I hope my mom ain't listening.
What's her name?
What joint project?
301 West Point Lane. They just knocked it down a few years ago.
Y'all gotta stop saying fucking names on this fucking podcast.
I ain't saying
the
name.
You just said a name, but he talked at the same time, so you couldn't hear it. Oh, stop
yo,
doing
stop
that.
Trying to get me
be
indicted.
Fucking married with children, dog.
Oh, well, shout her out.
Yeah. No, got stop, man. So go ahead.
So, my first time, it was nobody. Matter of fact, we all lived in the building together. I was on the 16th floor.
What project was this?
301 Queen Lane. The Jets behind Wayne Ave. They knocked it down.
That's before I came in their life.
Go ahead, bro.
But I think I lived on the 16th floor. She lived on the 5th floor. So she was one of them Jones. Mom, you know, a typical story. Mom never really home. Pop was gone. But man, her was like,
she's gonna take advantage of her like that.
She took advantage of me.
She was older?
She was a little, she wasn't older. She was just, you could tell she was more advanced though. Like she was out here.
They say when a girl put her legs like this, she been fucking since she was 12.
But. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But it was, I ain't know what I was, I don't think nobody knew they was doing any free jump. All that stuff I seen in the videos.
Can't pull it off.
It's like when you learn to drive, you be so nervous that you forget how to drive. all them driving tests I took, all the books I read, you forget all that. So first thing, I'm going off the movies. So I hog spit. I hog spit on
you
my
spit on
yeah in my hand.
So you bit?
No, I ain't bit. No, I back then I ain't know what that. I definitely wasn't doing that. That was like I was a young boy. Biting was yucky to me at a certain age.
Yucky is a fucking crazy word.
Yeah, that, it was, that's what you know.
I was thinking that.
It was yucky back then. Like it was like beneath me to.
Ew-y.
You was having sex, but using the word yucky is fucking crazy.
Yeah, how old was you?
I was 12, either 12 or 13.
Y'all niggas advanced.
Damn. Oh, was your first time?
I'm next.
Yeah.
No.
I'm
but,
next. Tell him no my story.
But she laying there. She like, what you waiting for? Mm. I'm like, in the pornos, you just slide in there and, but then you don't know behind the scenes, he already was hitting, so she already opened. So my first thing, one, I'm everybody practice safe sex. I didn't use a condom. So I slide, I'm basically trying to slide in there, but it ain't going in there. So I'm thinking like, all right, am I doing it wrong? Is this the wrong hole?
There's an appeal.
No. Yeah.
The boy big peel.
So I'm basically like trying to shut my way in there. And she was like, yo, spit. And it remind me of the
she told you that? What the fuck kind of girl was this?
But you know, sometimes people, when you know, sometimes adults don't always monitor what they child. You know, when you in the Jets, man, you got young parents. They don't really monitor.
You was
what
fucking
they
young Miami.
Iconic pussy.
Yeah, so she already, you know, basically.
She a legend.
No, I wouldn't say she a legend, but she knew what she knew more than what she should have known. That means she got exposed to more than what.
When you done your story and we all go around the table, we got to talk about Dubas. But go ahead. Oh.
Why the fuck do y'all keep saying names on this?
No, that's a nickname. We got to say that name.
Stop. Listen, yo, for all y'all that don't know who that is.
No, we not giving her a fucking
legend.
Shout out.
We giving her a shout out.
Go to any alleyway in Frankfurt. You'll see her. You'll see her in the alleyway.
That's bullshit because I never met her.
Delete this shit.
Because you weren't in the right alleyway.
I never met her.
Listen, you go in the right alleyway at the right time, you're going to see her. But all right, back to the story.
Oh my fucking God.
She told me to spit on it. That's when I found out saliva, I mean, is like the best lubricant.
It's not, but go ahead.
It's one of the. I mean, at that time, I mean, it worked.
Yeah, but it worked. Saliva is the best. Yeah,
spit.
It's no type of.
Yeah, and plus it's natural.
None of that, and it's
natural. It's natural.
Right. I just want to start over.
Is me
go?
Ahead,
you got yeah, it. Go, yo.
Is me go?
No. I'm gonna wrap it up. It was just once I slid in there, you know, I like anybody else, took me about 2 strokes and I was done.
You dumped in it.
You got a child.
No. No.
You no. Answer this question. I ain't gonna ask you.
You dumped in there?
I don't remember. I can't say yeah, I can't say no.
Remember all the
details.
You
said you was 12?
12 or even 13.
He might have, because I had that talk with him around 14.
Go ahead, Tup.
All right.
Because I got a question here, leading into a topic.
So listen.
We got to speed it up.
I'm a 15. Step myself and ask you.
I was 15, right? So the day before, this was the chick I was with, I was 15.
Was in high school?
Yeah.
Yes, high school.
I was a late
That's
boomer.
Where it all started at.
That's
yeah,
all
I was a late
Well,
boomer.
That's where everybody quit their stride at.
So me and the chick, we was over the house the day before. We was like foreplay, I guess that's what you call it. We was using McDonald's barbecue sauce. And
he kinky at you.
Listen, it was 15? Her. I didn't know nothing about it. It was her. So then the next day I got called to her house. I think y'all was at the party close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, fuck this party. I'm losing my virginity. I go over there. She was a virgin. So we get to doing or whatever. I pop, right? Pop the cherry. She go run in the room to go wipe herself off. So I'm laying there. I'm laying on my back. Real rap. I'm laying
he
on my
man.
Back. I'm
he
laying on man. My back like, damn, I did it. I don't know who I'm telling first.
Yo, did you hear wrong or did you use a condom?
I used a condom.
Do you remember what kind of condom it was?
Whatever was in the brown paper bag that they gave us at the school.
You oh, yeah, lifestyle.
To that, right?
No, listen.
That
so,
was a lifestyle.
So I'm laying in the bed. Mm-hmm. I hear the door open. So what the fuck is that? Like, she went down the hall. So the door opened. I jump up. I hide behind the door. It was her mom. So now her mom looked in. I guess she smelled the funk. She walked back, then she looked back in again.
It's like a fish market.
And look, yeah. she looked down, and she looked at my dick first, started smiling. That's how I knew I was good. Yeah, looked down, started smiling. She said, "Where she at?" I said, "She in the bathroom." So look, now by the time she in there beating her up in the bathroom and shit, I'm drunk.
She was beating her up.
Start treating her.
How she smiling? You would beat her up.
I guess she was mad because I ain't shit. She wasn't shit. So now I'm dressed, but I can't find my boot. I got one boot on, I can't find the other one. So she beating her the fuck up, right? She turned the light on. I look, my boot under the bed where she beating her daughter the fuck up at. So I go to reach without trying not to get hit. I grab my boot. I throw my boot on real fast. I think I'm good. I get to the door. Her mom must was on a date. Boy, at the door, he look at me. So this was our fighting years. I'm thinking I'm at the tee off on boy. He looked at me and started smiling.
What'd he say?
And he ain't say shit, just started smiling, moved out the way. So I was like, all right, now I'm the goat.
So he really is.
I walk out. I walk past the party. I looked up the
nigga
steps.
Nigga ain't even come back to the party. Fuck this party. Like,
I looked up the steps. I'm like, damn, I know all my niggas in there. I should go in there and tell them. But I'm like, no, I had a little heart. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't about to say be a piece of shit. I called him in the morning. So then I get home. She called. We was at the championship game.
Yeah.
It was a championship game. My mom called me. She like, where was you at last night? Fuck you mean where I was at last night? I was at the party. She said, why the girl such and such mom just came around here saying she caught y'all fucking last night? I got hot as shit. I got instantly start sweating. I said, what? She said, yeah. She said, listen, I don't care if you out here fucking. Just make sure you strap up. I looked at the phone. I said, I love this lady. I said, no, mom, I fucked her. I wore condoms. She was like, all right, as long as you wear condoms, I don't want no babies. I was like, all right, she the goat. That was my first
Chubb,
experience.
What about you? First experience.
My joint was on 12-12 Harrison.
What the fuck? Yo, stop giving these details, yo.
That's a long time ago.
Harrison,
we was on that block.
That was before high school. I say 13. I give myself 13. I wasn't.
Y'all niggas was icons.
12. I think I was 13. Shorty went over. Actually, it was a shorty on Fillmore Street. Remember, y'all came around. Y'all said her forehead was too big.
You gotta say her name. You gotta remind
don't
myself.
Gotta say her
name. No, we gotta say her name.
Damn, what the
fuck? She's big, right?
Say her name.
It was one of these cribs.
Look at these gas. Look, peep the gas.
It was one of these cribs that had an indoor porch.
Oh, all right, all right.
It was a runner. So boom.
Something wrong with your mic.
You can't hear me? Yeah. It was one of these cribs that had an indoor pool. I mean, indoor porch. Her brother coming down. I come around here chilling. And one day, like, she was just on some other time. Her brother, he's super gay. He up and down. Boom. So she like,
that was
so I came over there. It was in the summertime. I came over there chilling. She like, go home, put some ball shorts on, and come back. I'm like, why? She like, we going to play basketball together. These are my time. Like, your girlfriends were doing the same shit you was doing. I said, bet. We going to play some basketball. Cool. Jumped over the fence, put some basketball shorts on, came back. She come back, she just got a skirt on. I said, hey, I ain't think nothing of it. But now I knew what was going on. So when her brother go upstairs after we done playing basketball, she said, come here, sit down. I said, what I'm sitting down for? I didn't want to. I was clueless.
Fresh after playing basketball?
Fresh after playing basketball.
It had no smell.
Shit, it was all types of smell. No, I ain't had a deodorant on. I probably didn't wash up in 3 days. As a young boy.
That was fucking. That shit probably smelled like a circus.
So boom. So he go upstairs and it's like a 3-story store. So we sit down. She was like, give me your hand. So she doing everything. Like she
what?
Got her.
What you mean? Like
she
everything?
Doing everything. She grabbed my hand and she rumbling. And she like and she and she like wrong. She's like do it harder. So I'm like, well, do what hard? At this point, I'm clueless. She start bending her head, shaking. I'm like, oh, what's wrong? She like, oh, I just got this. So boom. So then she like, all right, lay down. Take pull your pants to your ankles. My shit is soft in the brain. I don't know what the fuck.
Bear cut. Yeah. Gummy worm.
That was a gummy worm. She come down. She just start letting me crash. I said, oh my God. Just chewing me crazy. I'm like, damn. Boom. She get on top of me. She going crazy. I'm like, you feel it? She like, yeah, I ain't feel shit.
You had a condom on?
No condom. No condom. I ain't even know. Had no condom. So
she going over, and then her brother come down the steps and says, she like, bitch, what you doing? I'm just standing the whole time. She jump up and pull her skirt down. I'm still laying there with the shorts at my ankles. I ain't know what the fuck to do. Like, that's crazy. But after that, I told my brother, like, you wear a condom? I said, no. So my dumb ass, I start trying to practice on condoms. Did you know how your bed, you got a bed and a box spring?
Yeah.
I start putting my dick in between it, start fucking the bed.
It's time to go. This episode is sponsored by it's time to go.
I start fucking the bed. Like, all right, I had the condom on backwards, but so, a couple VHH tapes.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I was the only one humping pillows back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I was humping the bed.
I was doing that. I had stole my sister doll or something.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I hummed the bed. So, I put the slam in between.
So back to your story, right? I was under the impression you've been lost your virginity. I'm sitting there thinking y'all was legends. I was the only one a virgin. I remember when you did that.
Yeah, it was before
high school.
Yeah, it was before high school. Whenever it was before high school.
It was
13, 14.
It was hard when you had
I had one experience, but I don't count that because I ain't bust, so. I don't count that.
What about you, Black? What was your first experience?
I was a chick I met.
How old was you at the time?
Like sixth grade. But I was frying like I was a fucking legend. I was.
I mean, we
niggas.
All was.
Yeah, talking crazy. Like it wasn't even her first time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was my first time. But I was talking crazy.
How old was she?
She like a year younger than me.
A year younger? How old was you just again? You said sixth grade, so you gotta be like 11 or 12, no older than 13.
Yeah, but she was in sixth grade too.
Oh, so you know who the girl I'm talking about then?
Yeah.
Y'all wildin'. Y'all love these names, but Big Joan too. My first time.
Shout out to all the big lovers out there.
The overweight lovers in the house.
Yeah. Shit was like warm water. Like I ain't know. Like you know what I'm saying.
Shamu get wet, man. Yeah. Nah, I go Shamu get wet.
Nah, my first time was Reggie like shit. Like my first time was Reggie like shit. I ain't really had a sprint like, but once after that, plus some porno tips and all that, I turned into the legend. That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't became a legend until I was like maybe 19 was when I realized like
we went on that run, like, bro.
I think we all went on a run early. High school, I went on the run, but it was more so like just hitting shit.
No, I was late in high school.
Nah, I know you. Everybody went on the run.
I had a special girlfriend.
I was late in high school. I had a girlfriend in high school. I was late in high school. Remember, I
just felt I was gifted because I had a special girlfriend.
After I got my heart broke, that's when I started running down on shit.
Hey, stupid.
I started running down on shit.
Yeah.
I got a question for y'all.
What's up?
You got a scenario. You got kids. You're not with the mom. The mom is with a man that does for your kids. Go.
Or
it depends.
Why do some people feel some type of way when
it's
another
a pride
nigga
thing? No,
like,
I break it down to you. It's a pride and ego
thing.
I want
to know this too.
Because as a man, we always was taught growing up that the man rule is to provide, the woman rule is to nurture.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime a man can do more for your child,
we
than you
say
can.
More. We ain't say more. We just said doing.
Oh, I mean, you shouldn't feel no type of way. I wouldn't feel no type of way.
It's about the kids.
It's about the kids at the end of the day.
Why people feel that? Well, like, why?
And sometimes dudes can be
territorial.
Like, it is.
That
is my child.
So speaking from experience, for me, I never cared about it. I just hate the fact that you trying to throw it in my face. Like, I'm not doing. I'm doing. They just getting more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's a good thing. And then, like, I had to realize, it's this white guy I know from Florida. He was telling me, him and his kid's mom, husband is real cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not best friends, but they're real cool.
And
I thought it was dope. No, yeah. Not even core, they friends.
Right.
I thought it was dope because you got to think about it. Like, y'all both got the same goal. Y'all trying to raise these kids. That's how it should be. Instead of us beefing, what are we beefing for?
Yeah.
I don't know you from a can of paint.
Yeah. Why do it take so long?
That's corny shit.
For
like,
a co-parent to be successful.
I think
I've never seen no young co-parent.
I'm there.
Yeah, but it takes some time to get there, though.
I think I'm there.
You it took some time.
We go ahead. We go through it. We get out of here for that one.
No, it's like Black said, it just be like
I think that should be a standard, though. Because a lot of dudes break their, like, I know Nick dudes that break their neck to meet the guy. Oh, I got to meet him. For what? If he's doing it for your child, that's a plus to me.
No, you still
not even a plus. I think it's a standard.
You still want to know who around your kids. Yeah, I get that.
Part. Hold on. Let him say it. Go ahead.
I get that part.
And,
like,
I wasn't
on no hype shit. Like, I just was on type time. Like, when I met him, she walked up with the kids.
No,
and I'm like,
got dog.
No,
let him talk, because I want to ask you something.
She just was like, she was just on some weird shit, like, laughing. And then she like Lord, she like, she know I don't play no men around my daughter. She had him holding my daughter, so I felt like he was on some weird shit.
But
so
let me ask you this.
So listen.
I think
so
she was doing a jab.
Yeah, she was doing weird shit. So my whole thing, I still didn't get bitter. I just was like, are you going to introduce us? Because like, he holding my daughter, are you going to introduce us? She tried to be smart, and I'm like, this not even that. So I just told him, like, listen, it ain't no beef, none of that. I said, look, this your girl, you worry about her. These my kids, I worry about them. If you do something for them, cool. I said, but don't do nothing to my kids that you don't want done to yours. And I meant that. You beat my kids, I'm going to find out what school they go to.
Listen, I want to ask you this on a serious note. You said you want to meet them, right?
Yeah.
You meet them and something off. What can you do about, you can't break them up.
Nah.
Can you?
It ain't. It's still.
It's not about them. It's about
it's
the
not
child
about breaking up. It's still you want to know
what
around your kids.
I'm just asking the question. You meet them and something off.
Yeah, something
y'all
wrong.
Y'all no. You meet them and something off.
But
then what?
In that scenario, but what can you do though?
You
if it's
exactly. Why well, I never
but,
inquired.
But no, it's still you right. still want to know about. That's like all right. I'm gonna piggyback off that. If you got your kids in daycare, you want to meet the teacher, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
You want to know who around your kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me say this though. If I got a problem with that daycare, I can take them out. I can't stop her.
If you got a problem with Man, you can take him out.
Redacted statement.
Real rap. No, listen.
Allegedly.
If you say as far as like what he doing with the mom, you don't have nothing to do with
that. You know how they gonna shape that? You the bitter baby. Dad.
No, listen. No. You missed it.
That's just how I feel. I never inquired.
It's two different joints. If you don't like the way he is with her. That's a personal problem.
No, we're not talking about that.
I'm talking about far as with your kids. If you don't like that nigga
so
the way he acting around kids,
it's something off. How do you go about getting him out the picture? Can you?
I don't think you can.
Chubb, he getting knocked off.
That's the extreme way.
I mean, you said Chubb on the podcast. Yeah.
Don't know what Chubb is.
No, all right.
Chubb
about,
is a fifth person here.
Yeah.
It's five people here.
So, Ike, how would you feel?
Get out, Chubb. You
Me
a cripple.
Me, personally, I feel as though it's this. Like, if you feel some type of way, this is for the people that feel some type of way, or they ex or text their baby mom why he did this. If you feel that type of way, you should do everything in your power to do everything so someone don't have to do it. Period. Yeah,
that's real.
Christmas, you buy them August. Fuck it.
No, but
I don't care what they
buy.
Right,
I ask you this, but what if you buy, let's say, we're going to put a number on it. You buy your child
five. Why are we putting a number on it?
No, I'm just yeah. hypothetically speaking.
What?
You buy your child five gifts. He buy your child five gifts. Is that a problem?
No.
Well, you
gifts.
And you, if you know he gonna do it, you gotta go above beyond. And also too,
but why is it
for
a competition,
these are for
though?
People too. On why, the flip side,
why is it a competition?
Why is co-parenting?
Because you feel some type of way about it.
What are you saying? That's his
why
scenario.
They do it. I don't know.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying. If you feel some type of way where you do
why you think
for your
they
child.
Feel some type of way about it?
It's
the
pride.
Still be
personal.
There.
Yeah, it's personal.
It's pride.
When
they don't want someone to do something.
When I was still going through it with my BM,
yeah.
This wasn't happening, but my mom said something like, y'all need to stop worrying about each other and worry about the kids. Like we said on episode one.
Yeah.
First. It's a standard for me. And homie, we cool. Like, we met, shook hands, it was cool.
Shout him out.
Yeah, but I mean, also too,
y'all said too many fucking names on this job. I'm gonna make him delete all this shit.
No,
I'm
gonna
make him skirt out all the names like
yo,
it's a song.
We can't get
like
around the names because we got visuals
nah,
now.
We cool, man.
Man
we
fuck can that.
Get like, no, but no, I just think it's a standard. I think if you feel some type of, I think that's a giveaway though. If you feel some type of way,
I'll ask you this question:
thing.
If you dating a girl that got a child, at what point in time do you accept her kids as your own?
As soon as y'all call,
vice versa,
immediately. As soon as y'all call your girlfriend boyfriends.
Or
y'all taking it serious?
I don't think nobody. It's a what we say package deal.
It's a package deal. So,
it need to be a package deal.
Unless it was hidden from you. No. If it was hidden from you, you need to find out. Like why you lying and say about your kids? That's weird. But
I'm gonna say this on the other side because this is how I was with me and my girl. So I don't bring females around my kids until I find out it's official. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off, but quick question, right? When do you bring your kids around? your significant other. That's a new age.
It's no, to me, it's no given time.
There's no time, but when you,
it's all come down to the vibe.
When you feel as though, that it's official, then it's like, all right, cool, because you don't want to keep bringing people around. Even me as a man, I never brought chicks I talked to around my kids.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of guys out here, like, my kids is beautiful. I don't brag, like, oh, look, these are my kids. You want to come around? Like, that's corny shit to me. Like, that's a corny trophy. Yeah. So it's like, I will wait until I find it was official. I did some shiesty shit in front of my kids before.
Oh yeah, I remember that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, once that happened, I'm like, no, I'm a bad, that's a bad influence and shit. So I'm like, I need somebody positive.
And it was like, we needed, with me, it was like, my kids at the point where they at that age where they remember names and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So old girl can't do that, but so many times, you know what I'm saying?
Before they start asking questions.
Yeah, before.
Or they start to notice.
Names start overlapping and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to have too many uncles.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I just think, but as far as what another man do for your children, it's a plus, because we not speaking on you not doing nothing for your children. Yeah. That's not even on the table.
But that's a double sided sword. Like,
that why could be
you
why.
Mad? You're mad.
You just answered the question, though. Yeah. But that's why, though.
You mad.
I never inquired and I never felt some type of way.
Would you feel some type of way if the new dude can do more for your child than you can?
No, just like you said. What you say? No. He took him to Disney World.
People got
what you
pride,
say? If he took him to Disney World, right?
Yeah.
See y'all when y'all get back.
But you got some people
take
that
pictures.
You got some people that won't do
so
funny
post
kids.
Because I'm a poster where you send them like I took y'all.
You got
what you saying?
You got some people that won't do for their kids.
On the strength of somebody else.
Just because, he did it. I ain't got to do it. Like, it was your birthday. Didn't your mama do such and such? No.
And that's trifling.
Yeah, that is trifling.
You supposed
that
to get
is trifling.
You supposed to get everything.
I don't have kids and I don't got no biological kids,
you
know, mine.
She was 12. You got a 12.
Stop that shit.
To the left of me.
Stop that shit.
Stop what?
You can't say that. You can't say that no more.
What
you say? You got kids. You can't say not biology. That shit dead. That's offensive to some
slander. And you just told us the story.
You do a shot and not even know her. She's like, I feel some type of way.
All right.
If that was me, if I went out with somebody, they'd be like, oh, I got kids, not by. What? What you mean? Why you got to throw that?
Let me share something. Let me share something.
No, that was just a little punchline to my son sent to the left of me. I mean,
listen, let me share something.
I ain't his daddy, but I'm his father.
Listen, let me share.
I'm the one that groomed him and kind of molded him into the man he is today.
Listen, let me share something. I got four daughters and one son.
Mm-hmm.
One of my daughters, her father didn't see her since the day she was born. Like that first day.
I didn't know you had that many kids.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
But it's like I said, it's a package deal, right?
Yeah.
So I ain't just explain what kids was mine and which ones were mine except for that one. She don't know. You know what I'm saying? And she'll never know. It's a package deal. I'm all in.
Proud of you, man. I raised y'all up to be real nice gentlemen. Yeah,
I think for me that it take a real man to raise somebody else's kids.
We gotta stop making it's if you're a real man and you a good man, it's just it come with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like he said that's at the beginning saying. Of the show, he was staying him and his mom and his brother. They were staying at the grandma's house and shit. I took him out the project.
Yo, tell her how much time we got left. 2 minutes? All right, man. Oh, before we get out of here, we got a couple shout-outs. Shout-out to everybody that was listening and giving us feedback, man. We really appreciate it, man.
Like, real
feel
feedback.
Feel like we 10 episodes in.
Yeah.
And we only, you know what I'm saying, this is only episode 2. Oh, yeah. Young Primo, TLA, February 18th.
Yes.
Yeah, big show.
Be there.
Featuring some dude named, I think his name Cameron, some nigga from Harlem. He might be there, I don't know. But we got
Frankfurt
tickets.
Frankfurt in the building.
Yeah, we got tickets to the show. Hit us up. Shout out to Paige. And we pulling up and we bringing you the tickets or whatever, man. Shout out to Young Primo. We going to get him back on here. Young Primo at the TLA featuring some...
February 18th.
Some pink meek wearing dude from Harlem.
Yeah,
sure y'all. I think his name Cameron.
How can they
like
get them tickets?
Shout out to Paige. Hit us up. Shout out to Paige. Shout out this episode. And we pulling up.
Mark, show the sponsorships.
You already know. You already know.
Moro clothing.
You know what
and
mean?
Also, fellas, I just want to leave off saying, keep striving for more. You keep doing the same thing. You're going to keep getting the same thing. There's a lot of money out here. There's a lot of opportunities out here. Don't
preach.
Let nothing stop you from getting that bag.
Preach.
Keep going, Deacon.
You know what I mean?
Preach.
And, preach. Real, and next time when you wake up tomorrow, have a good day on purpose.
A lot of people understand that. Have a good day on purpose. Fuck trying to wait to see what's going on. No, you said wake up. I'm feeling good. I'm having a good day on purpose.
I might just blow these tech money.
That's what he got me feeling. He got me feeling like I'm ready to blow everything.
I mean, y'all.
Whoa,
whoa.
That was a test.
I'm out.
See y'all next week.
All right, thanks for tuning in for One Fan Radio. I'm Ike SP. We got Mar Mills. You got E-Tuck and Blizzy, Blizzy, Blah.